Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Lawrence of Brindisi, Franciscan Doctor of the Church. He was born in 1559 in southern Italy on July 22nd, and he would die exactly 60 years later, the same day, July 22nd, in 1619. And he was devout and pious and gifted right from his youth, and he entered the Franciscans, the Capuchins, when he was 16 years old. He would go on to hold important positions in the Capuchin order, including that of Vicar General, and he was utilized by the Pope to reconcile kings and princes, and even to lead armies. He knew how to speak and preach in several different languages: Greek, Hebrew, Latin, French, Spanish, Italian, German. So he was enormously talented and gifted, but above all, moved by the Holy Spirit. Just like we pray in the opening prayer that God filled him with the spirit of counsel and of fortitude. And this enabled him to perform the great works that God had set before him. So now I just want to read on the guidance of the Holy Spirit, a little meditation given by Marian Habig, a Franciscan writer. Consider that St. Lawrence was not swayed by natural inclinations, but steadily followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. By nature, he inclined towards a life of seclusion, but amid the circumstances of the time, the Holy Spirit and the injunctions of his superiors called him to engage in active life. The blessing that rested on all his undertakings was proof that the Spirit of God was guiding him. Do you permit yourself to be led by the Spirit of God, or do you follow your own inclinations? If you earnestly desire to be guided by the Spirit of God, ask it of him in prayer. Consider that we need the Holy Spirit in everything we undertake. He must counsel us both as what ought to be done and how we should go about it, and how we should plan it in order to achieve our goal. The fact that Lawrence was filled with the Spirit of counsel enabled him to act so promptly and decisively. We are often so irresolute and fickle and permit every new momentary impression to unsettle us because we so rarely ask the Spirit of counsel to assist us. Consider how the Holy Spirit of God guided St. Lawrence in carrying out his undertakings. The spirit of fortitude enabled him to disregard bodily suffering and overcome all hardships. How readily we turn aside from our good purposes because of a few difficulties. If weakness and indolence beset you so that you would like to give up your good resolutions, call upon the Holy Ghost to give you his grace and strengthen your infirmity. St. Lawrence of Brindisi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.